The two-day Palestinian-Israeli summit in Washington has ended with an agreement to keep talking about divisive issues, but there was no specific movement. Some Palestinian leaders are calling the summit a failure. Israeli officials are pleased with the outcome because they were not forced to make concessions. President Clinton, who convened the summit, said he wished there had been more progress but believed that the 2 days of talks had been useful. Joining me now is NPR's Ted Clark. Ted, were there any decisions?
Well, I think the most practical, concrete decision you can point to was the decision to resume talks about implementing the so-called Oslo Agreement, which is the agreement that gives Palestinians greater self-rule. Now, that agreement was already signed by Israel, so in a sense, this is nothing new. But Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to start talking about completing the implementation of that agreement, and it is not yet fully implemented. President Clinton pointed to that as perhaps the most important outcome of this summit, and he put it this way.
They are ready to renew and intensify negotiations on implementing the interim agreement, with Hebron as the first priority. They are committed to engaging immediately in talks and to achieving tangible progress quickly. To assist them in this effort, I am sending Dennis Ross, our special Middle East coordinator, to the region now. The very first meeting will take place on Sunday morning at Erez.
President Clinton appealed several times today to people in the Middle East to give these talks a chance, give them a few days before jumping to conclusions about whether the summit had failed or not. And Prime Minister Netanyahu said he is indeed committed to going forward with those talks.
But Mr. Netanyahu has said since his election that he is committed to the peace process, but he hasn't done anything about it.
Well, this time there is an actual starting date for the talks. The Prime Minister said that he will stand by and join them if necessary. The talks are going to be at a lower level to begin with, but he will stand by to join them if necessary. He also says that now he knows Yasser Arafat better as a result of this summit in Washington. His first meeting with Chairman Arafat was a very formal affair that lasted about an hour. As you know, Linda, during these last 2 days of talks, Mr. Arafat and Mr. Netanyahu spent hours together, often alone. And the Prime Minister says that will help them reach agreement not only on Hebron and these other remaining issues from the peace agreement, but on other matters as well.
Were there any steps taken to reduce the chance of renewed violence?
Well, President Clinton said both leaders, that is Mr. Arafat and Mr. Netanyahu, had promised that they would not resort to violence in the future, and that the security forces of the two sides, the Israeli Defense Forces and the Palestinian Authority police, who are armed, that they will cooperate more fully than they have in the past.
Hebron remains an incredibly sensitive issue and a difficult one to resolve. They said this is the first priority. Any sense of what they intend to do?
Well, that's tough because they have not been able to reach any agreement so far, and it is a very sensitive issue. 400 Jews live inside Hebron, surrounded by 100,000 Palestinians. The city is surrounded by hills. The Jews living in the Jewish settlement there are afraid if Israeli troops pull out of Hebron that the Palestinian police will fire on them from the hills. It's a very difficult question. So I think that these talks will take quite some time. What Mr. Arafat got was a starting date for the talks on Hebron, but he got no end date. And it may be that it will take a long time before the talks are concluded.
He also didn't get a decision that the tunnel that apparently was the straw that broke the camel's back, as several people have said, that started all the violence. He got no commitment that anything would be done about that.
That's right. No decision to close the new entrance to that archaeological tunnel. The Israelis were very firm about that. And what was also a little surprising to me is that at least in the press conference so far, there were no apparent economic concessions offered to the Palestinians, either by Mr. Netanyahu or even by the United States and other donor countries. There was no announcement that the borders between Israel and the West Bank would be relaxed so that Palestinians could get to their jobs more easily. There was no announced decision to curtail Jewish settlements in the West Bank. So there were a lot of no's in this summit for the Palestinians.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ted Clark.